Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello there. This is Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned for the next hour and feel the instant relief as you get in touch with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time if you happen to live in Arizona or Saskatchewan, where we absolutely refuse to turn our clocks back. On The Truth is Funny, I'm going to share with you some amazing stories of some visionaries, authors, and speakers that I have met along my journey while I've been hosting demos and seminars sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen. They are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. So, what if you happened upon the discovery of the century? Information that had the potential to change history of humanity as we know it. What lengths would you go to share this information with the rest of the world? Today, I have Vinko Totich, movie maker and producer, and he's here to tell you how he brought his recently released feature documentary, Mystery of the Bosnian Pyramids, to life. These pyramids are quickly gaining the reputation of being the oldest pyramids that are estimated at over 25,000 years old, and the largest pyramids at 220 meters high, with the longest underground network of tunnels and labyrinths of any known pyramids on Earth. Vinko Totich has also produced, directed, and edited four short movies about the facts, the culture, and the artistry of his native country, Bosnia, and currently Canada. Let's welcome Vinko Totich to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Vinko.
Hi, Colette, and thank you for such a beautiful introduction of myself and the project and all these phenomena about the mystery of the Bosnian Pyramids.
Well, thank you for being here. You're my very first guest on The Truth is Funny. So thank you for being here.
It's an honor. It's an honor to be first of your guests. So I'm sure we are going to have a lot of fun. This is your first show, and you're going to have a series of amazing people. So today we are going ground and put good foundation for your order, more creative people than I am. So I'm sure we'll have fun.
There comes a time in everyone's life, you know, when you come to a crossroad. And when you started this movie, this was a project that you took on completely on your own. When did you, as my dad used to say, shift or get off the pot and decide that you were going to do this movie and go forward with this project?
To be in the spirit of your show, the truth is funny. I don't think I ever decided personally. I truly believe in deep essence. If we look back, if we look bigger picture of our destiny, I think there's some things are meant to happen for us before we got born. So I think I decided about that a long time ago, but somehow when we get in this body and we get in this world, we have to remember that. And I would just say, I don't think I decided, but I would just give a credit to certain people, number of people who reminded me that there is something for me to do. So I would rather say it was a commitment and decision to start this project. It's very simple, actually. I could explain in a few words, but I could talk about this hours, but I'll be brief. As you introduced me, I am from Bosnia, and I was born there. I'm really in the neighborhood of all these ancient statues. I was born only in a little village, only 30 kilometers away from those pyramids. So I know for them, and they were calling me many times. So I felt that in my subconscious. But later, you know, when we get adults, we forgot things, and then we need certain people to remind us what we knew. So it happened since I live in Ottawa, and I used to screen many spiritual movies for years, and then after the end, very end, some people start calling me that I should make my own movie. So it happened very frequently, so I paid attention to this, and I started a little bit bring it into my own inner world, and then after that I decided to study documentary movie making production and producing my first movie, a short one about the pyramids, and presenting on one of festival in Ottawa. I realized there is a huge, huge interest that I couldn't answer at that moment many questions. So many people in August spontaneously stated, Vinko, you have to make your feature-length movie about this. And it happened that I just finished my school, and in 2 weeks I was in Bosnia starting shooting.
Cool. Was there ever a point where you wondered whether this project would come to completion?
There is no such a thing, really. They've been there for 25,000 years, and they are patient. There is nothing new talking about pyramids. This is no discovery. They've been there forever, and they'll be there. So this is just a little a beginning, just like a surface, touching the surface of something that will take probably 100 years, 200, maybe 1,000 years to reveal all this a mystery, to reveal the mystery, I would rather say, rather than the facts. The facts will be revealed with the artifacts, and I have no doubt of that. But what was the function of those pyramids? What was the purpose? Are you going to tap into the truth? And is it going to be funny? We'll see.
How about the movie? Did you ever come across a time where you felt that you weren't going to complete the movie?
The movie by itself took 2.5 years. As you mentioned already, this is self-funded. I had a hard time to start because I just finished school. I didn't have even equipment, not talking about the money. But luckily, as I said, I was born there and my mother there. And my mother there was good to take care of her for those 2 years, reconnected her after 20 years being away. Reconnecting with my family. So with great support of my brothers and my mother, and with saying yes to many people that I interviewed, especially to Dr. Osmanagic, the guy that discovered pyramids and founder of the foundation, and many volunteers. So somehow, spontaneously, things happened always to me. And as I said, it's intuitive if we can recognize when it's something for us being revealed, you know, like there is no doubt that will happen. So anyway, I gathered around 70 hours of footage, and it was a long process of filming 2 years and another year and a half of editing, designing soundtrack, and all this. So right now, the movie is done actually 6 months ago, and at the moment I'm touring all across Canada, soon I'll be in Europe, and I'm receiving amazing feedback from many people, and it's just beginning, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm sure that people will learn a lot about business discovery, and they will support more the project and foundation and Boston.
Thank you, Vinko. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and we are going to go to break right away. So when we return, we will hear more about the Bosnian pyramids and more about Vinko Totic and his movie, Mystery of the Bosnian Pyramids. Stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter. After, as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke, visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and my guest today is Vinko Totic, who is telling us all about the Bosnian pyramids, which were recently discovered. But before we continue, I just want to be sure that everybody knows how to contact Vinko to purchase his DVDs of the mystery of the Bosnian pyramids. And so I was just going to ask you, Vinko, could you please share your contact information for our listeners?
The most simple and the best way is just to check my website, which is like all of them, www.mysteryofthebosnianpyramids.com. So there you'll see the trailer, you can see some more information, and some additional things that I'm planning this year. I'm talking about organizing tour to visit pyramids and to visit Bosnia and to experience for yourself all this.
So when we go back to the pyramids, I've watched your movie, and I am wondering if you can tell us about the electromagnetic beam that is coming out of the Sun Pyramid. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Yes, I will. Just to mention for the audience, there are five, a little info before that, there are five pyramids discovered. And potentially there are two more, but we are not making too much noise about this. So the name of the biggest and oldest pyramid is the Pyramid of Sun. It's 200 centimeters high and 25,000 years old. Then we have the Pyramid of the Moon and the Temple of Mother Earth, Pyramid of Lava, and Dragon. So those are five pyramids that are presented in my movie. And as you saw in trailer and in the movie, that there is some interesting phenomena detected or discovered, and it is the electromagnetic beam with frequency of 28 kilohertz and radius of 4 meters. So what is interesting about that electromagnetic beam is that it's at the very peak of the pyramid. As I said, the radius is 4 meters, and the strength is getting higher as it as we are moving away from the pyramid. So that is very interesting, that is strength getting higher. So that means, makes you think what that means. Could be that the radiation is coming from above, or better say, two ways. So maybe it's a two-way street. So yeah, that's the kind of most interesting things about that electromagnetic beam. Besides that, also it discovered the same radius and the same strength of the tumulus, Vratnica. It is the part of the complex of this ancient structure. And there is some evidence around some monoliths inside of the Ramle tunnel.
Wow. So when you were in Bosnia filming this movie, what were the local people thinking about the Bosnian pyramids? And what is the support from the Bosnian government right now?
It is a good question. And unfortunately, there is not much to say. Good. Since the very beginning, since Dr. Osmagic discovered those famous structures, he's facing huge resistance, unfortunately, even from locals, even from the Bosnian government, even from the cultural institutions in Bosnia. And Academy of Science, European Academy of Science, and some Egyptologists. So it is a paradox, really, why and how that could happen. But there is some speculations and some answers or truth. I don't know if that's truth or perception or speculation, why all this happening. European Academy of Science doesn't have interest to claim that there is more behind written history. So they think they figure the European history, they put a stamp, and they are not willing to expand the horizon. So since the pyramids are way thousands of years after anything is written in European history, somehow they are resisting this and not accepting and calling the hoax and making fun of projects and so on. Talking about Egypt, Egypt and the Egyptologists, it's understandable since they have a big income of their own pyramids, and they're making billions every year, so sharing a little chunk of profit with Bosnia, of course, it's a little bit questionable for them, a little bit jealousy, I would say. And the Bosnian people are the Bosnian people, what is really important to them, thinking about history, thinking about so many wars that they've been directly involved in, especially the last one. So right now, because of the government that is kind of useless, that is not functioning at all, they generated 45% of unemployment. So for those people, really, this is more like an exotic phenomena that has nothing to do with their survival. So I understand them, and there is kind of a strong media that is manipulated by government that is saying, there is nothing there, and so people still believe a lot of media there, so that's the only reason. But besides that, thanks to Dr. Stemir Osmanagic, thanks to open-minded people, scientists and volunteers, there is a huge movement that is getting bigger and stronger. Many scientists, many volunteers contributed, and we had many scientific conferences on this topic, and the truth being revealed, and it gained strong momentum.
In your movie, you share the stories of a lot of different volunteers from all over the world that are going to Bosnia, and they are helping in the excavation of the pyramids and sharing some of their stories. And many of them speak about the air that is below in the tunnels of the pyramids. Can you just tell us what your experience was when you were in those tunnels?
The tunnel right now is the biggest attraction since that's the only way eventually to get inside of the pyramids. Since they've been abandoned, they're perfectly sealed, and it's almost impossible to find to get inside. So they found the entrance of the tunnel that is 2,900 meters away from the base of the Pyramid of the Sun. So that tunnel eventually will lead us there, but the way it's built, it's not like from A to B, like a highway straight line. It's built like a labyrinth. So it's the slow process of getting to the entrance of the pyramid, but just excavation of the tunnel by itself is so much fun. We are finding so many artifacts, so many water channels, lakes. And what is most exciting is the concentration of negative ions are huge, up to between 44 times to 200 times than some average places, some average locations outside of the tunnel. So, as I said, there's a huge concentration of negative ions, and it's getting higher. They're getting higher as we are moving deeper inside of the tunnel. Right now, we are around 1,000 meters inside, and we discovered many monoliths, like chambers, probably healing chambers, the size of living room. There is many side tunnels that lead into there. So obviously they were used as a healing place to meditate and to enjoy that healing quality of the air. So there is some speculation that under the monolith in that healing chamber, there is two water currents, strong intersecting under 90 degrees, and they are generating a huge concentration of positive ions that have tendency to free itself to the earth and then pointing to that monolith. But inside the monolith, there is something like a kind of crystal that is transforming, based on silica, that is transforming those positive ions into negative. So this is a little speculation why we are having such a huge concentration of negative ions. So to be inside, it feels really like on the top of the mountain, even though 22 meters underground.
So your experience when you were first in the tunnels, how did that feel to you?
My own experience led me to the point being on this radio, to the point making a feature-length movie, and before that short movie, to the point that all my life is in the hands of those pyramids. I could never imagine that such a thing could happen to me after 14 years being away from Bosnia because of the civil war. So I had my own drama and my own healing path, and coming back home after 14 years, I met my mother, real mother, but I didn't feel joy like I'm home until I, few weeks later, decided to go visit the tunnel. When I stepped inside of the tunnel, something grabbed me, some kind of unexplainable sensation of joy and happiness, that kind of true feeling of being home. So that was my home, ironically, even though I came from home, my mother's home, where I was born. So obviously, there was something waiting for me there, and that was probably the most profound message that I paid attention to, and it happened to me. I had a small camera. At that time, I hadn't been a movie maker. I just spontaneously filmed a few things here and there, and 2 minutes late, I met Dr. Sami Rosmanagic, a guy that discovered all this. We met, and it was amazing, the feeling of meeting somebody that you don't know at that time, but you feel that there is something for us to do, to work together. So that feeling was correct, was right, and I never left me. So, and thanks to that, I'm here today.
Yes, when I watched your movie, there were so many people speaking about how they felt. It was almost like being in an ashram, that there was a feeling of total joy, and that they could work for hours in, you know, doing all day long, doing really heavy labor and not feeling any exhaustion from it. So that's really interesting that, you know, the experience that everybody is having there, and, you know, the feeling of the sacredness, really, of the place. So I'm Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. When we return, Vinko is going to share with us some more about the Bosnian pyramids and some of the other interesting parts of Bosnia. He is now putting together some Bosnian tours, and he also has some upcoming projects that he is working on at the moment. So when we come back, we will get him to share that with us. We are also sharing, having a gift of a free DVD. So if the first person that is listening to this show that emails me at The Truth is Funny, we will give you a free DVD, and also we are sharing the gift of a free DVD with the first person on Facebook to email us on The Truth is Funny. And so I just want to thank you, Vinko, for providing that free DVD.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hey, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. And I have Vinko Totic here, who's been telling us all about the Bosnian pyramids and what they mean to our planet. And I just wanted to ask you, how does this change, the age of these pyramids, change the history of humanity?
The age of the Pyramid of Sun is 25,000 years. More accurately, it's 24,800 years plus minus 200 years. This is according to the archaeologist Riccardo from Italy that found a piece of organic material on the very surface of the Pyramid of Sun, sending this sample to Kiev, to Russia. After their examination, the confirmation is 24,800 years plus minus 200 years. So this is just to remind you, this is the minimum age of the pyramid since the sample is discovered on the surface. So it doesn't talk really about the time they existed, and it doesn't talk really about the time that took to build it. So probably this goes over 30,000 years by my own estimation. So how it will change the history, I don't think anything is changed from the perspective of what's going on our Earth, but it has potential to change. The only problem is nothing is changed unless it's acknowledged, unless it's accepted. So it's a long journey. It's a process of recognition and revelation. And unless the entire humanity, not just Bosnia, not just Foundation, not just Europe, until entire humanity, entire world step in collectively with one voice and helping to excavate the truth, and especially to reveal the mystery, nothing will be changed. So it is really up to us. There is something for us. There is something for humanity. This is not Bosnian pyramid. This is not European. This is for humanity. This is something that belongs to our Earth, that belongs to all of us and wider. So obviously it has to be acknowledged. It has to be accepted because it came at a very critical time. As you know, the world, the Earth, is on the edge of self-destruction. So there is something there. So if we don't pay attention, what is this? We might miss another opportunity. So this is all I could say for now.
Cool. So speaking of opportunities, will you share with us some information about your upcoming tours? And also, we'd love to hear about your upcoming projects, if you have any in the making right now.
As many things happen to me spontaneously, intuitively, screening this movie, I realized that there is huge impulse, huge desire from audience to visit the location of the Bosnian pyramids, and not only pyramids, Bosnia, what is even a bigger attraction from my perspective than just pyramids. Right now, I'm working on my next movie called Crafts and Arts of Ancient Bosnians. So really, it is a revelation, even though I'm from Bosnia, starting filming and meeting those most amazing people and crafts and arts, learning about that. I think I fell in love for the first time with Bosnia and Bosnians. So I decided to share this with my potential audience, potential group that will join me and visit pyramids in Bosnia. And I have some information. I'm still working on this on my website, but I'm working on this, and I'll be very happy to bring people there and to share my own perspective, my own insight as a Bosnian. Beside that, will talk for itself a lot.
So what is your favorite thing about Bosnia?
I'm a people person. I always put focus on people. I love people, and everything is about people. These pyramids, all this beauty about craft and art will never happen without people. So to me, it's all about people. This is a little excuse. This is a little illusionary aspect that we need, since we are in this body and since we are distracted and since we are attracted to stuff and objects and locations. Somehow the universe provides us the opportunity to tease us and to bring certain people, like-minded people especially, like-minded people who are attracted to visit a certain place at a certain time. So it's all about that, really. And who is coming there, who is visiting, it's not accident. So the potential of meeting and visiting, it's not really to reveal anything about pyramids in Bosnia. It is really to reveal, expand the perception of humanity, of the universe, and why we are here. We are here really to share and to serve. So that's the essence. That is that simple. But since we like to complicate, we need excuse, we need the time, we need everything. So I decided to put all this the way people like it. So I'm going to follow the procedure of humanity, and you can find all information on my website if you are interested to join me and to experience. And that will be also a journey for me, because I'm learning always. And as each time I'm there about Bosnia and the Bosnian people.
So tell us, in your movie, they were the volunteers spoke so highly of the Bosnian people and how friendly they are. And then they also spoke very highly of the food. So tell us a little bit about that. What's so special about the people and the food there?
There is a grace, talking about people, there is a certain grace since I've been a child, and I've been traveling a lot within ex-Yugoslavia, within Bosnia, all around the world. You can recognize always some kind of grace in Bosnian people, something that we are not aware of, that something that they are not aware of until we leave that location. Unfortunately, the war started and displaced us all over the world. So right now, being away and losing what was what we thought it granted, right now we are realizing the power of the simplicity of life and the beauty of life, the power of ordinary people, the power of having quality earth that produce organic food, and that people. And the way people cultivate it, they're always singing, they're always happy, full of joy, sharing. So there is something, the way people cultivate food, the way they plant it, everybody has a garden, and then they feed their animals, cows and sheep, with that food and grass. So this kind of something that you can't explain, that you can't understand until you lose all this. So unfortunately, we lost a lot, like in my village. I'm talking now what used to be lifestyle. I'm talking something that became now kind of a formula, how to survive, this distraction and pollution and Monsanto and all those chemicals. So we had all answers there, but unfortunately the war, civil war, displaced us all around the world, and even my village is right now just a little memory of what I'm talking. It's not anymore. Even Bosnia changed a lot. The only who who is practicing this, what I'm talking, just a few people, a few elders that live this, and soon, unfortunately, they will be gone, and that's why I'm making a movie, craft and art and people, and hopefully that will trigger some kind of initiate some kind of or sprout some new seeds, you know, to regain what we lost.
So Vinkel, while I was watching your movie, I have to say I found that to be, it felt like I was right there, and I just want to express to you what a beautiful film it is, and the feeling that you have when you watch your, that I had when I watched your film. Many people in the audience also expressed that, what a beautiful film it is, and how it really made you feel like you were there. So before we take a break, I just want to ask if you can share your contact information one more time for our listeners.
As I said, the best source of information and the only source since I'm traveling right now is my website, www.mysteryofthebosnianpyramids.com, and my email, v as Vinko, Totic, T-O-T-I-C, at yahoo.com. So I think that's the way that people can reach me, or potentially on Facebook if they simply search for my name, Vinko Totic, and they'll find me for sure.
Thank you, Vinko. This is Colette Stephan with The Truth is Funny, and we are taking a short break. When we return, we will connect on what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, that's MSN in the infinite field of potential, to feel the instant relief. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
To The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose. And bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade. Certified organic. Shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's MYCHAEL Shane.com. or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette back on The Truth is Funny, and I am sharing with you the shift of the week. As I had said before, I have been sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Ewan, who is the founder of the Ewan Method, for several years now. This is about energetically tuning into people and shifting energy through what I call as the higher self network. That is our connection. We are all connected in the unified field because we're made up of atoms and 99.999% space. So I call it HSN, the higher self network, rather than MSN. And what I want to share with you is one of the top energetic weaknesses for everybody listening right now. If you just get in tune with put some tension into your spine right now, that would be like the hard drive of your binary computer. And by binary, it means you have one of two choices. So you're either weak or you're strong energetically. Either you're in alignment with your energy, which makes it very easy to tap into that infinite potential, or you're not. So one of the major weaknesses for humanity at this time is the limiting belief that there is actually lack on this planet. We are infinite beings. You are an infinite being with infinite potential. And most of us don't use that potential more than 3-4% if we're lucky. And so what we can do is, if we just get in touch with the hard drive of that computer, we can actually energetically delete any accumulated weaknesses that we have that would be limiting our potential to move forward in any area of life, in our health, our fitness, youthfulness, in our career and purpose. And as I'm saying this, our relationships, as I'm saying this, I'm energetically tuning into everybody who is listening here on that higher self network, and let's just delete any accumulations that people have of a mistaken identity that you are not an infinite being. And a lot of the stress that people are feeling on this planet right now is actually coming from the misinformation and misinterpretation and misrepresentation of information. And so if you think of your body and mind and spirit as a triad, and you get in touch with that triad, the inner boundaries would, you want them to be strong. So anything that you're saying to yourself, anything coming from your mind that you are telling yourself, that would not weaken your body, mind, and spirit. And also what we're going to do is we're going to strengthen the external boundaries of that triad, and consider any dynamics coming from outside of you, any psychic information that's coming from that is not belonging to you, any dynamics from the cultural influences, from like any collective fear right now that we have, fear of lack in the economy, that people would not have enough, any spiritual experiences, any religious experiences, anything coming not only from yourself, but also from your ascendants and your descendants and your worries about your descendants. We're just going to strengthen everybody to be strong to letting any of that psychic energy, any of that external dynamic, just to allow that to go right through you, except for money. We're going to think about that as sticking to you. So we want to make sure that everybody is strong to those external dynamics by going inside yourself to your core, to your intuition. And we can do this by turning inward and strengthening ourselves on our spine or on the midline, which would be what you would consider like the hard drive of your binary computer. If any of you have ever used a computer that's running slow, you know how frustrating that can be. So we can actually just delete any energetic blocks that are preventing us from moving forward, and we can strengthen ourselves to 100% infinite potential, so that we can, anything that's coming at us from our intuition inside of us, we would be able to deal with that with total 100% strength. And once we have 100% infinite potential, we can move forward to infinity and beyond, just like Buzz Lightyear. And so I just sharing that with everybody that you are an infinite being. You do have infinite potential. Going with the flow is a lot easier than bucking the currents. So we want to just get everybody strong to standing in your own strength, in your own truth, so that you would be always your own expert. And that you would always have access just by tuning into that inner intuition. And well, I'm just going to strengthen for everybody, just letting go of all the feelings and the thoughts and the emotions and allowing them to separate and integrate very quickly here. And just allow everybody to tap into that source where you have any answer. It wouldn't matter how many answers that you had, that any answer you would be able to find from yourself by tapping into that intuition, which each and every single human being on this planet has. I have been sharing this information with people, and I say sharing it because all of us have this ability, and many of us have just forgotten that we can tap into source at any time and get any answer, just like we would ask a computer for a file for any answer. We can ask that from ourselves and be very centered and stable and balanced so that no matter what comes at you, your body, mind, and spirit are going to be strong. And you, if there's any overwhelm, that you would be able to break it down into smaller pieces and just allow yourself to feel that strength from within. And we just want to get everybody strong to being in a place where you can feel that energy running up and down your spine. Your physical potential sits at the base, at the bottom of your spine. And if you just think about running that energy really fast up and down the spine, anytime that you're feeling any fear creep in or you're feeling like you're going to fall apart, there's a lot happening on the planet right now. We want to be really strong to being able to stand firmly on this ground and be strong to the speed that the earth is traveling at, and then have the earth be strong, totally in synchronicity with us, so that we are in sync with her. And so I just wanted to share that with everybody, and I wanted to tell you that if you want to connect with me, you can go to my website, www.thetruthisfunny.com. All my information is on the contact page, and you can sign up for my newsletter and receive a free gift from me for signing up. Also, I just want to share with you that I will be at the Spring Festival of Awareness in Naramata, BC. I'm leaving today, and there will also be a free demo in Penticton at the Trade Center on May 1st, and also, that will be followed by a movie screening of the mystery of the Bosnian pyramids. And then we're going to be off to Kelowna for a level one UN method seminar. So all of that information, you can just go to the Truth Is Funny or crystallinevision.com. I want to thank my guest, Vinko Totec, for sharing your insight, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in. I had a wonderful time doing this. This is my very first radio show, and it's been a lot of fun, actually. I was a little nervous here and there, but got through it really well. And I just wanted to say, if you would join me every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And next week, I will be sharing with you the amazing information from Deb Warren, who is teaches people how to meditate and get in contact with extraterrestrial beings. Have a fabulous week, and talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke.
joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.